Good day, companions and brethren. My name is Bob Chase, and I welcome you to another interview by the General Grand Chapter of Royal Archmasons in Maryland. Now, we hope you enjoy these short interviews and that you find them informative. You can listen to them by going to yorkrightmaryland.org, clicking on the podcast link. With us today is the Grand Guardian of Job's Daughters, Julie Glushko. Job's Daughters, along with the Rainbow for Girls, are two of the service organizations for young women supported by the Freemasons. Welcome, Ms. Glushko.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate you inviting me to speak today on behalf of the Job's Daughters in Delmar.
May I call you Julie?
Yes, you may.
Okay,
please.
Good. Tell me, first of all, what was the beginning of Job's Daughters? Why did it come about? And why did, I guess, Masons feel there was a need to support the organization?
So the reason it came about was our founder, Mrs. Ethel T. Weed Mick, in 1920, felt that we needed to have an organization for girls and something where they could learn to be leaders, they could give back to their community. And so she formed us in 1920. In fact, it's October 20th, 1920. We're in our 100th year anniversary. And our group has now grown in these 100 years to over 15,000 young women in five countries. So our daughters are in Canada, Australia, the Philippines, Brazil, and, of course, throughout the United States. And one of the best advantages that she never dreamed would happen is the daughters now have a chance to travel and meet other people their age and learn about other countries and cultures through this organization, which is awesome.
We mentioned, or I just mentioned, a Rainbow for Girls. Mm-hmm. What is the difference between the two, and does one come before the other? In other words, are you a Rainbow for Girl and then go to Job's Daughters, or how does that work?
No, we are two very separate organizations. They were founded in 1922, the Order of Rainbow for Girls. That was their original name. As I said, we were founded in 1920. They were, I'm not as familiar with them as their rules and how they all work. But I do know that they have to have a Mason in their heritage as well. And so it was just two separate groups that came to be.
Okay, so I think all of the youth organizations have somewhat of a slogan in what you go by. So Job's Daughters, what is their, I'm calling it a slogan, but it's kind of like the mission of these young ladies.
So our actual mission is to allow girls and young women to bloom into their confidence and then to become leaders for tomorrow. And then with this confidence and leadership development, it lets them soar into adulthood with the set of skills they need in today's world. So basically, it's called bloom, lead, and soar.
So as we bloom, lead, and soar, what are the ages of Job's Daughters and who can join?
So we actually have three levels. We have what's called a Joby to B. So these are for daughters that are ages 7 to 9. And this gives them an opportunity to pal around with the Job's Daughters who are 10 to 20. And our Joby to Bs can do everything with us except to actually attend our meetings. We don't allow that because we don't want them to see what we're doing until they become a Job's Daughters. Then once a daughter reaches the age of 10, she then becomes a member of Job's Daughters initiation, and she can continue to do that until she's 20, at which time she then becomes a majority member. And our hope is, as a majority member, she will then give back to her Bethel, hopefully taking an office as an adult leader. And she can also join Grand Bethel, which is for our older daughters, and can stay in that until she is 25. And once she has become an honored queen and becomes a past honored queen, she can take a senior office in Grand Bethel and eventually, if elected, become a Grand Bethel honored queen. And then at the age of 25, those daughters then age out and become majority members of Grand Bethel, again, hoping that they are still participating in their Bethels as adult leaders.
Is that percentage pretty high of those who continue?
No, actually, it's not as high as we would like to see. But I know when my daughter joined when she was 10 years old, I'm fortunate enough to see her now as a Bethel guardian in one of our Bethels. And we had a group of young ladies that we affectionately called the Mom Squad, and we watched these young ladies grow up. And now out of that Mom Squad, four of the five of them are now Bethel guardians, and that's just awesome. So they go away to school, you know, they go to college, and then a lot of times if they go out of state, they try to go to some Bethels that are in the, hopefully the state that they've gone to college. They stay here, they try to stay active. We try to keep it so that, you know, they have that companionship and that leadership skills to share with the younger daughters.
Are Bethels like lodges, or are Bethels like chapters and stuff like that in York? Why is it what does the term Bethel mean?
Bethel is just our name for our daughters getting together, the name of their group. Like you call lodges for the Masons and the chapters are for Eastern Star, we call ours Bethels. And the daughters are in charge of their Bethel. They run their Bethel. They make decisions how they're going to spend their money. They raise money in order to pay their bills. They do community service projects, and they work with each other, mentoring each other. And they also have to learn their ritual. They have to memorize their ritual to do their work, their stations and duties. And then, of course, if we have initiations, they have to know that additional part.
One of the things that I hear all the time, and hopefully I can ascend to the most excellent grand priest, but is that one of the things that these young men and women, whether it be De Molay or Job's daughters, they love to see Masons coming to their meetings and participating and showing that they do have an interest. I hear that all the time, and I'm going to assume that that is true, right?
Absolutely. One of the meetings that we have, so our terms are 6 months. So we have two terms a year. We have a spring and we have a fall term. We're getting ready to start back to our fall terms in September. And one of the nights during the fall will be Masonic night. And we invite our lodges in the area to come visit with our daughters, the chapters, Eastern Star, and any of our pendant bodies. So anybody would come. The Royal Arch has been there before. We've had Ladies Oriental Shrine, Daughters of the Nile. All kinds of groups that will come in. And a lot of the Bethels will do, when they have the Masonic night, they'll do a shadow night. And they'll have the various members shadow the daughters. And some of the folks have found out they don't want to shadow the guide or the marshal because they do all the walking. And the girls forget that we're not all their age. And so the girls walk very quickly. And those us adults don't walk as fast. And we're trying to with them. Let me tell you, we get our exercise by the end of the night if we've been shadowing those two.
There you go.
So, but it's a great way for the daughters and the adults to work together, and that's what it's all about, working together.
What are you doing or want to do to encourage more young ladies to join, whether it be Job's Daughters or Rainbow for Girls? What do you do to encourage new members?
So we ask our daughters to invite their friends to our fun activities to give them a chance to see some of the fun things that we do, whether we're camping, whether we're having a paint party, or we're doing some kind of a hike, because our philanthropy, of course, is HIKE, which is the Hearing Endowment Fund for folks that need hearing aids. And so we ask that the girls bring their friends, and then we talk to them about what Job's Daughters is. We invite the parents to come and see what we are about. Part of the thing that they can do is watch the opening of a meeting through the saying the Pledge of Allegiance. They can see the daughters moving around the room to get an idea of what they do. And then we're hoping, you know, follow up and keep talking to them, that they'll then submit an application and then join us.
How has the virus affected you?
Well, in June is when we started our new term for the fall, and that's also when we do the installation of our new officers for each of our Bethels. So the daughters, you know, rotate to their new stations. And all of those had to be done virtually. And I was really, really proud of my daughters with their ways and their thinking outside the box that they came up with to abide by the rules of our Supreme Board of Trustees statement, where we couldn't meet in lodges. And so they figured out ways to do Zoom calls and have their installations that way. Some of them did some pre-taping and then had a like a video put together and them being initiated or installed into their positions. And that was really neat to see the creativeness of our daughters.
That that is a good thing. And sometimes, you know, I would assume that some of these young people come in and you can't hardly get them to say boo in front of one person. And I've seen some of it where it's just amazing how all of a sudden they find their voice, I guess, is the one way to put it, right?
Absolutely. I've seen many daughters do that. My own daughter was one of them where she was, I'm never going to learn any of these, you know, stations and duties. And then she ended up becoming an honored queen, not once, but three times. And then she had the honor of being an honored Bethel for special meetings where we had some special events being held. And she able to do that. We've had young ladies who have been an honored queen 7, 8, and 6 and times because you don't have anybody in yet to working their way to the east. And that's what's really amazing, these daughters that will keep giving back until we get somebody groomed and up to the east. It's just fabulous.
Well, I applaud you for the work that you do and the work that you're going to do. How long have you been in your position?
I've been Grand Guardian since May of 2020. I, along with my Grand Line, were installed by a decree because, again, we weren't able to do an installation in person given what was going on with COVID. And so we had been having Zoom meetings as well with my leadership team. And then my Grand Officers have been participating in all of our Bethel's meetings as best as that they can. So they've all been Zoom meetings. And that's been wonderful for them to be able to be there to support our daughters.
So you were this year, is this the first time you've been the Grand Guardian?
Yes, I can only be Grand Guardian once.
Oh, is that right?
So this is it. And so from May, I think it was May, I went in and I'll go out on May 10th. I believe it's May 10th of 2021. And hopefully that'll be down at Ocean City, which is where we normally hold a conference to do the changeover of adult leadership.
Maybe we as Masons ought to adopt that you can only be like master one time, because sometimes those guys kind of hang around for a long time. But listen, you know, but anyway, well, listen, we're going to wrap it up and leave us with some other final thoughts about Job's daughters and what you'd like to see happen in the rest of this year.
I'm looking forward to our daughters continuing to think outside the box as we work through this COVID crisis that we're in. I have some absolutely fabulous daughters, and they do work very well together. They have supported each other. They reach out and talk to each other and make sure everybody's doing okay. I can't ask for more than that. I'm extremely proud of them. Daughters and adults have been doing in this situation. And I know as we continue, going to be just as outstanding as they have been. And I'm hoping in the fall we're able to come back into our lodges, I'm sure restrictions, and continue our meetings. But if we can't, what they have been able to come up with and do has just been phenomenal in order to keep on Job's daughters. I'm really proud of them.
Well, that's great. And keep up the good work. Now, folks, those of you who hopefully are listening, if you'd like to have more information about the York Right in general or the youth organizations, just log on to the website. It is yorkrightmaryland.org. Thank you.